Good morning, this is Bob Bragg. Welcome to the September 28th edition of Farm News and Views. Industrial hemp production in the U.S. dropped dramatically since the boom in 2019. About 107,000 outdoor acres were licensed this year, according to data provided by Hemp Benchmarks. That's down from 580,000 licensed acres in 2019. That's more than an 80% drop. Hemp grown for extraction of CBD oil was planted on most of those acres in 2019. But a lot of the hemp that was grown over the past 2 years is stored in bags waiting to be sold when prices are more favorable. But maybe there's a rainbow on the horizon that will help to bring higher prices for certain hemp products. The U.S. Department of Energy recently announced that it was awarding a fellowship through its partnership with the Oak Ridge National Laboratory to Hempiculture, an Idaho-based company that specializes in sustainable building materials. One of the promising products is insulation made from hemp fibers. Hemp insulation baths have an R value of 3.7 per inch compared to fiberglass baths that range from an R value of 2.9 to 3.7. R value is a rating system used to grade insulation products or materials' insulating properties. Prices for some agricultural fertilizer are at the highest level in the past decade and more, which may lead to lower crop production and higher food bills. For example, prices for urea, a common nitrogen-based fertilizer, shot up to the highest level since 2012. The price of DAP, a common phosphate fertilizer, is matching high prices last seen in 2008. Potash, or potassium, which is necessary for vigorous plant growth, is also on the rise. As the price of these fertilizers climb, farmers have to weigh the cost of applying the optimal rate of fertilizers versus the returns that they can expect to receive at harvest. Alfalfa is a popular crop in the western U.S. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, alfalfa is currently grown on about 6.8 million acres of cropland in 11 western states annually, with the production of these states amounting to $8.5 billion in 2018. And over 4 million tons of the hay is exported annually to other countries. Pueblo Community College Southwest is offering a robust agricultural program at its campus in Mancos. The agricultural education classes are designed to meet the needs of high school students through concurrent enrollment, as well as for adults who want to work toward an associate's degree or earn certificates in a variety of agricultural workforce disciplines that will support their current farming or ranching business or prepare them to start a new business. Many of the degree pathways will allow students to transfer credits to four-year agricultural programs, such as those that are offered by Colorado State University. The PCC Agriculture Program has already launched their first semester with animal science and agriculture business classes. Academic and local business partners are supporting the new program with scholarships geared only for ag students, while other businesses are providing internships and help with employment. Information about the program is available from the Ag Program Coordinator at 970-564-6230 or at pueblocc.edu/programs/AGR. Farm News and Views is now available as a podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Greek Stoic philosopher Epictetus wrote, "Only the educated are free." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.